our main concerns is that these conflicts are destroying heritage, which is at the heart of the identity and sustainable development of the concerned communities. They are depriving people of their human rights, including cultural rights, and this loss of diversity, especially in Syria and Iraq, but also in other parts of the Middle East, will make peace, reconciliation, and eventually the return of the displaced persons more difficult in the future. So it's a humanitarian and security issue more than a cultural emergency.
It's interesting to hear you put it like that, because a lot of people might say, why is culture so important when millions of people are suffering terribly?
Yes, I understand this kind of objections, and I, of course, agree that saving human lives comes first, and it's the priority. But we have seen how the cultural dimension plays a critical role in many of these conflicts, how a lot of the sectarian violence that is going on is associated with cultural identities, and how the heritage is the target of deliberate attacks, which are aimed at terrifying people, at imposing control, in a sense at achieving an ethnic cleansing by terrorizing population through the destruction of their cultural heritage. It was, for example, following the destruction by a bomb of the shrine of Samarra in Iraq that the worst civil war took place in Iraq in 2006. Because the Shia community, who was the target of these attacks, immediately understood that if they were destroying their sort of most cherished cultural symbol, then this was a clear message to them, you are not tolerated here. And this led to the most massive displacement of people in Iraq in decades, and then eventually to violence. So you see, there is a cause and effect relationship between culture and violence and war and security.
With that in mind, with this kind of cultural cleansing you're talking about, UNESCO has a danger list which it puts various sites of value and at risk on. Now, how do you get the local communities to protect the sites that are valuable to them? Because it's one thing being on a list, but how do you actually protect them on the ground?
For those specifically in Iraq, in Syria, in Yemen, for example, that have been danger listed because they are exposed to the risk of conflict, UNESCO works, when possible, with the local authorities to inventory these sites before they are destroyed, to monitor and assess the damage sustained, and also through technical assistance to put in place those mitigating measures that would reduce the risks associated with the conflicts. For example, strengthening the security of museums, reinforcing the structures of heritage buildings, or even in some cases by taking valuable items to safe locations where they can be protected until the conflict is raging.